Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio, Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening. Welcome in, anybody and everybody who's listening to the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. He would be Mike Wilson. I am Andy Dorf. So much to get into, even though we don't have any sports really happening in front of us at this moment in time. Obviously, a challenging time for most people with the COVID-19 virus storming the world, literally storming the world and taking over and having us on a complete shutdown. No sports really happening other than, I believe, WrestleMania. So if you're into that, we are too. 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on Twitter from my friend Mike Wilson. It's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's Dorf on Sports. Mike, good morning, my friend. How are you, buddy?
I am doing good. How about you? I know you're dealing with some stuff you don't want to deal with, but it's time to talk sports and time to have a good time as much as we can talking sports. So let's do this, man.
You got it, man. We've got our professor of sports, John Poulter, on the other side. We'll talk to him about life as we know it right now, and we'll try to incorporate the NHL and Major League Baseball with him, because that's what we do. So to keep things afloat and keep things kind of as normal as we can, we're always going to be here for you 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time, and whatever that time is for you. He's Mike Wilson, I'm Andy Dorf, and yes, you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
From roof to foundation, the damage to your home can be devastating from clogged gutters, leaking roofs, and flooded basements. Protect your entire home with Leaf Filter. Leaf Filter's micromesh screen is guaranteed to filter out everything except for water.
It's protected my home. I love it.
Call 833-287-3434 or go to GetLeafFilter.com for your free gutter inspection and estimate. Visit GetLeafFilter.com.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. and Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix. Personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix. Personal styling for everybody.
Flo here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds and his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No. Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Simmons, tracked by the Lightning. It comes back to Butcher. His wrist shot, rebound, they score! It's Paul Berry! Tie game! His first hat trick as a New Jersey Devil!
Inside of the net, now the pass back to him with 18 seconds in the power play. Couturier, so what? Niskanen in, sneaks down, shot, score! Couturier, spotted Niskanen! It's a power play goal. The Flyers lead 4-0. Niskanen is second. Sammy Blais. His shot scores!
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Talk about things we are missing at this very moment in time. And I'll tell you what, highlights and hearing those calls are something the Dorf Man is missing 100%. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. As always, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. We are now going to hook up with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter, who comes to us all the way from Toronto, Canada. John, how are you, my friend?
Morning, Andy. Doing very well, thanks. How about you?
Obviously, under the circumstances of everything happening in the world, and then me personally, I'm doing pretty well. I have you guys to talk to about the sports world, and, you know, we just get through these days together. I think it'll make it a little bit easier for all of us, once we do get back to having some sort of normalcy, and sports would absolutely be something that would bring us back to a little bit of normalcy, but, give us the current situation of what's happening for you there in Canada right now.
Well, it's pretty much the same as it would be in the States, I guess, Andy. We're struggling through this. I mean, let's face it, it's a serious situation, as we all know, and it's touched some of us more than it's touched others. And, you know, I guess we all have a different view of it. Generally, we all realize just how serious this is, and it has to be stamped out. Unfortunately, we're starting to see a little bit of erratic behavior here. I had a couple of instances at the grocery store on Friday where people were just going totally overboard and thinking about themselves and not about anybody else. And, you know, every once in a while you just have to say to these people, hey, sit back, folks. Check out what you're doing. Check out what you're saying. And think about other people, not just yourself. But in terms of what's going on here, we've had a few changes in the last week to 10 days in terms of what we can do and what we can't do. Obviously, everyone's still being encouraged to stay home. We're now down to gatherings of 5 people rather than 50 people. All of the public parks and playgrounds and public amenities have now been closed and taped off with yellow police tape, and there's police and city bylaw officers running around warning people the first time and giving them $1,000 tickets the second time if they're with somebody who's not from the same household and they're within 6 feet of each other. We've had the premier close another 30 types of businesses this week. We were previously at 74, quote, essential, unquote, businesses. As of midnight Saturday, we were down to 44. The fines are pretty extensive. I think it's $1,000 minimum the first time, and it can go up incrementally from there. You walk around downtown. I had to take my wife downtown yesterday to her office to pick up a few things that she needed to continue working from home. And the number of policemen on bicycles just obviously looking for violators was quite scary from the standpoint that, you know, this is a situation where the police are being employed in a job that really they shouldn't be having to do. I mean, you have to wonder just how much crime we're likely to see with all the police's energies being directed elsewhere. But it's become a bit of a nasty situation. Unfortunately, we're probably looking at another 2 to 3 months of this before we get out of it. So all in all, we're hanging in there, but not the greatest time in our lives. I don't think any of us ever thought we would see and have to live through something like this.
John, good morning. Hope all is well. It sounds like things in Toronto are pretty much like they kind of are here, kind of on lockdown. But you know, one of the things, John, that I saw this week that really kind of it really disturbed me was that New York Rangers prospect Keandre Miller's video got hijacked. And people, can you explain what happened during that video chat?
Well, I haven't seen it, Mike, so probably not a good thing for me to comment on it. I just saw the highlights, and of course we are quite removed from it here in Toronto, but I gather that there were racist implications. That's the only piece of it that I saw, and if that is the case, obviously it's not something we wish to see.
Absolutely. That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, joining us here on the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition, obviously Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf as well. So, John, have you given up on an NHL season? And if that's the case, would you assume that if you have given up on an NHL season to resume, that all major sports would probably just wind up kiboshing their seasons, and it's almost like this year never happened, maybe?
Dealing with the NHL first, quite frankly, yes, I did think that. I've been thinking that ever since they shut it down and said that they would look at it in a couple of weeks, and then within a couple of days after the NHL shutting down and making that statement, things generally on a national and an international basis got worse. So you have to sit back and think that given how far into the season they were, that's probably it. I think probably the same for the NBA. The NBA, I believe, starts about a week to 10 days to 2 weeks later than the NHL. So there's a 99% of the seasons do actually cross over. I think the NBA is in pretty much the same situation. They might have a slight advantage over the NHL in that because the NBA is an indoor sport, they could, in fact, move it to a warmer climate. They could centralize something, extend the season by a month and a half, and do something that way. But certainly in terms of the NHL, I think we're done for the season. I thought we've been done for the season for a couple of weeks. Turning to Major League Baseball, I think when we chatted about this a couple of weeks ago, I said to you I thought we might see baseball by July the 1st. I know you were hoping for Memorial Day, but realistically, I think it's going to be at least July the 1st before we see any baseball, and as the weeks go by, I think that becomes more touch and go. The NFL, they perhaps have the benefit of the timing of their season. They'd be looking at training camps in July, so if Major League Baseball can go back to playing games in July, you have to assume the NFL would be allowed to go back to training camp in July. If that was the case, they would probably be able to open their season in September as they usually do. So just strictly by timing, I suspect the NFL is probably the sport that's in the best situation right now. NHL and NBA probably in the worst situations. But either way, we're going to have some questions to be answered. You know, do we just forget the season ever happened? Do we award trophies and prizes and so on and so forth based on what we've seen so far? How fair is that, given that all teams haven't played the same number of games? I'm not even sure the leagues have a bylaw for that, because, quite frankly, I don't think it's any kind of a situation that anybody ever expected. So we're sort of in uncharted territory in sports, the same way as we are with our lives. It's a much different scenario than any of us could ever have imagined.
No, that's an excellent point, and that is the voice of John Poulter. Sorry, Mike, I just have a quick follow-up. So if that is the case, and you do think that NFL football is in the best-case scenario, which obviously I agree with you, and I think you have a pretty level-headed take on how things may play out, if and when sports do resume, are fans in the stands, or are we playing in empty arenas, empty stands? Is it completely empty for a moment in time? And how do we change that over a course of time as well?
Well, I saw a clip yesterday, and this was about the English Premier League, which is the best soccer league in the world. Certainly in terms of a business standpoint, it's the biggest money-making soccer league in the world. And they're talking about eventually getting to a point where they can finish their season. And that's a season that had about 10 games left to play for each team when the shutdown came. And they're talking about playing games in isolation. And I can kind of see where they're coming from with that. But when you look at it from a practical standpoint, if you and I and three of our friends can't get together because we're five people, how do you suddenly justify 25 or 30 guys on a soccer field when you include officials and so on and so forth? How do you, even if they're playing in isolation, I'm not sure how you justify that. So I think that's a bit of a stretch. I don't see that happening, and I also don't know where the revenue would come from in sports. And, you know, let's switch back to North America now, and let's talk about the NBA and the NHL.
John, let me interrupt you because we got to take a break. Hold that thought, and we'll bring you back, and obviously we'll finish that thought in your mind. But it is the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. We got to take a quick pause for the cause. We'll be back after that. Keep it close, everybody.
This is Dorf on Sports.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
Wind will grab it, it is way out of here. 3-2.
That one's hit well, deep to right field. Reyes going back. It is gone! A grand slam for Jay Bruce. Second home run of the night. He has 6 RBIs. And the Phillies have busted it open. It's 8-2.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody. Mike Wilson alongside me, Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. You can get at us a couple of different ways. You can call us 1-800-878-7529. Those are the digits. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. And then obviously you can check out all the social media stuff on Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it's the real Dorf on Sports. And we are hanging out with our professor of sports, none other than John Poulter. We talk NHL hockey. We talk Major League Baseball with John. And, John, I know you were right in the middle of a thought as we were going to break, so I want to let you finish up your thought, and then we will continue the conversation.
Well, I guess where I was coming from, Andy, was, you know, if they do play these games behind closed doors, obviously there's no ticket revenue. So the question then is, where does the money come from? I guess the first thought on that would be it comes from TV revenue. But if we're talking sports that are being sort of, quote, played out of season, as we would be with the NBA and the NHL, they would be being played 60 to 90 days beyond where they would normally be. Do people really want to sit down and watch television? You know, I mean, I love hockey, but I complain when I see the Stanley Cup final being played in June. Do I want to sit down and watch it in August? Probably not. And we're also looking at a situation where if a lot of us have been forced to stay home and not go to public places for a couple of months, the urge to go out and go into a park, especially in the summertime, is going to be tremendous, much better than sitting at home watching TV. So I have some real reservations about whether this would work or not.
John, you know, we're dealing with a lot of negative stuff here when we talk about this virus and the effect it's had on our society in general. But what are some of the biggest positives that you've seen, whether it's Major League Baseball, the NBA, National Hockey League, that these players, organizations are trying to do?
Well, I guess there's a couple of things come to mind, Andy, or Mike. The first one would be the fact that these leagues were wise to shut down and consider the safety and the health of the players and the people that those players come into contact with, all of the front office personnel, the training staff, the equipment staff, the ice arena workers, and the NBA court workers. That would be the first thing. And the second thing is that a lot of players, and we've talked about this a couple of times in the last few weeks, a lot of players have come forward and made very generous donations of both time and money in terms of first responders and other needy people, and specifically arena workers. I see the latest is Justin, big name to do this is Justin Verlander. He has indicated that during the course of this pandemic, he will be donating his weekly or semi-weekly paycheck, or semi-monthly paycheck, to various charities. He didn't name the specific charities, but I kind of got the impression from reading the article that it was going to be a different charity each paycheck. And, you know, we all say these guys are making a lot of money, and they are, and they're the ones that could certainly afford to do this, but I think it's a great gesture on their parts. And it shows us that some of these guys do actually have a human side to them, and they're not the egotist. Not all of them are the egotistical maniacs that we treat them as because they make so much money.
No, I agree. That's an excellent point. That is the voice of John Poulter, our professor of sports, hanging out with us like he always does on the Dorfman Sports Weekend Edition. Tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. That's always the same thing as well. Hey, I want to go back to something, and I want to get your take on this. Major League Baseball obviously is a summertime sport. The NBA was potentially flirting with coming back, and like we're all talking, potentially none of these sports will. But do you like the idea or the concept that the NBA was trying to potentially see if they could change their season and battle a little bit more with baseball versus battling the beginning of the year with the NFL? And does that make sense to you, what I'm saying right now?
Yeah, it makes a lot of sense, and I can kind of see why they would want to do this, and this may be a great cover for them in terms of trying it. They can sort of use the excuse that we're trying it because we have to, as opposed to, you know, we're trying it because we want to see just what will happen here. There are obviously, when we have four major sports that overlap seasons as much as they do now, we're obviously going to see a lot of overlap, and we're always going to see overlap. I think it's basketball is probably the sport that would be the best one to try and play with its season, simply because it's a sport that could be played 12 months of the year. So they've always paralleled the hockey season, and I kind of wonder if that's because, for the most part, in years gone by, certainly when both the NHL and the NBA were in their infancy, they were teams that were sharing specific arenas. You know, I guess when there were six NHL teams and 12 or 14 NBA teams, there were probably 10 NBA teams that were playing in hockey rinks. That's now changed because of the fact that a lot of teams now are going to one sport, one arena. So those two seasons have always paralleled. As we move away from that, maybe it's a good opportunity for the NBA to use this as an experiment. I'd be interested to see how it would happen, how it would work out, whether people would want to go inside and watch a basketball game in July and August might be the same as the problem that the Tampa Bay Rays have, that people don't want to go inside in Tampa and watch a baseball game in July. They'd rather be outside in the Florida sunshine. Where's the happy medium? I don't know. I guess the only way they're going to find out is to try it.
John, you know, my question to you is, and you brought it up earlier about, you know, do we give these guys trophies? What do we do with these seasons that were cut short? Truthfully, what's your feeling on that? I mean, mine is you just kind of put an asterisk by the season and you just say, hey, this is what this was, and just kind of leave it at that.
I think you have to do it that way, Mike. I think to award trophies is dangerous. You know, if somebody was in a situation, and I guess we can't talk individually here because you don't know what a player is going to do. A player could go out and score 50 points in 20 games and catch somebody in the scoring race. In terms of the teams, you can't just say, well, the Boston Bruins were in first place by 10 points or 8 points or whatever it is at the 70-game mark, so let's give them the Stanley Cup. You can't do that. Hockey players would not want to be awarded the Stanley Cup simply because they were in first place in the middle of March. I just don't think you can do it. You know, we've got another issue in that, you know, what do teams do about performance bonuses? Do they prorate them? If a guy has a contract that says he earns $1 million if he scores 50 goals and he's got 48 with 10 games to go, do you prorate it? Do you give him the bonus? A whole bunch of questions here need to be asked. Probably all those things need to be negotiated, but I think it's going to be extremely difficult. I'd almost be tempted to just say the season didn't happen and asterisk it and move on.
I kind of agree with both of your takes, and at the same time, I'm a little disappointed that I have to agree because of the amazing season, obviously, that my Milwaukee Bucks were having. It's tragic. It's devastating when you think about how well they were playing and the historic type season that they were having. It's just, honestly, it makes you want to scratch your head and just go, when the hell are things going to change, and when will we get back to some sort of normalcy with our lives? And John, I heard you mention 2 or 3 months that we can expect things to be like this. So if that's the case, then I would say it's going to be very difficult to play an NBA season, to play an NHL season. And with that even being said, I don't necessarily think that the NFL season will start on time if that happens to be the case. And I know that our commander-in-chief the other day was talking to all the different sports outlets and trying to tell them that things are going to get back to normal soon, like he tries to tell all of us all the time. But I just think we're in a really, really tough spot. We're in a tough time. And do what you got to do to get through right now. But don't think that we're getting back to normal anytime soon. Right, John?
Agree 100%, and your comment on the Bucks reminds me of the 94 Expos. Best record in baseball when the strike happened, and we didn't see the World Series that year. We'll never know how good the Expos really were.
Hey, John, as always, appreciate your time. We'll catch up with you next week, my friend.
Yeah, my pleasure as always, guys. Stay well, and we'll talk next week.
That was John Poulter, our professor of sports. Coming up next, Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player, good friend of ours as well. It is the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back, everybody.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published.
travel experts are here 24-7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Two breaks his bat. Jackson somehow picks it and starts a game-ending double play. A magic trick.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
A magic trick.
That's right, baby. We got magic for you, and that's the magic of radio right there. Welcome back in, everybody. Andy Dorf, Mike Wilson, getting you through another Dorf on Sports weekend edition. And to help us do that, our good friend Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball second baseman during his career, obviously a three-time All-Star, four-time Gold Glover winner, two-time Silver Slugger Award winner, and obviously he is also a third-generation professional athlete. If you don't remember, Brett, think about the Seattle Mariners and that record-setting team of 116 or 17 wins. Amazingly, somehow they did that season. But good morning, Brett. How are you, my friend?
Morning, Andy. How you doing?
Obviously, under the circumstances, I'm hanging in there, as you know, and we're just trying to get through these tough times. And with that being said, tell me something that you did pretty fun this week with your kids or just something that you did to get our minds off of what's really going on in the world right now, man.
Well, I don't know. I mean, we're all doing the same stuff, you know. We're all having to make sacrifices right now, and the only thing I've been doing is going out with, I got all three of the boys here. So we go out and, you know, we're playing catch. We're doing stuff, that we don't do every day. You know, my 15-year-old's usually when I say, hey guys, let's go throw or let's go take ground balls. Usually it's no, we're going to jump on our computers, but, that's how much downtime. It's kind of been cool and maybe not as cool for them. But as the 50-year-old dorky father, we like stuff like that. So I've gotten to spend a little time doing stuff like little stuff around the house, you know, things that aren't fun, normally fun, cleaning up and putting things in order. I don't know, just kind of being around family. And it seems like in today's society with the hustle and bustle and we don't really do that anymore. It's kind of cool for me to just, when I go out to the, you know, I go to the grocery store to see families hanging out and walking on the sidewalk. It's just stuff that it seems we've gotten to in 2020. We don't do like we used to do. So, you know, like I said, maybe it's a little dorky, but the subtleties, if you're going to look for a positive, I think you get a lot of families bonding right now. And kind of a wake-up call.
I agree. It's called quality time. That's what we like to call it. Go ahead, Mike.
Yeah.
No, you know, Brett, I'm right there with you, being kind of dorky about stuff and being on the.
It really is. Yeah, I feel silly saying it, but it's kind of cool.
Yeah, I mean, you know, I go out and I go on, you know, I go run twice a day, and I usually go run in the morning and afternoon, and you see people out with their kids walking, biking. You know, like you said, stuff that you don't see a lot of, and I agree with you with the hustle and bustle and go, go, go kind of society that we're in. But my question is simply this. I mean, you're a major league, you know, you're a former Major League Baseball player, and, you know, you made a good living doing it, and these players are certainly doing that still. What are some of the positives that you see coming out of the negativity around this virus with the players? I mean, Verlander is donating his paycheck. I mean, what are some other things that you see going on that you just go, you know what? There's a good guy. There's a guy that gets it.
Well, I know just from being around the game my entire life and being, you know, an active player for a good portion of my life, I see a light. You know, athletes are put on a pedestal and talked about and built up and then cut down. And you hear a lot of the negative stories, and not only the athletic world, but the entertainment business. Anybody that's in the public eye, it seems like when there's a scandal, when there's something off, they love to cut a guy down or a gal down for certain things. But from my personal experience being in this game my whole life, there's a lot of good that goes on behind the scenes. And when this all came down, and you know, thinking just strictly from an athletic standpoint and my business, I kind of knew that, you know, however it's going to be taken care of, it's going to be taken care of. And the first thing I saw was, I believe, and don't quote me 100% on this. I don't know if these are facts. I think they're facts, but I'm speaking as if they're facts. I think Major League Baseball, each team went out, gave $1 million, and that took care of the stadium personnel, the employees that work the game, that serve the concessions, that seat you at your seat. I thought that was cool. Then I saw, you know, I see little stories popping up, like Wainwright for St. Louis Cardinals taking care of the minor league guys. Then I saw another guy stepping up. You mentioned Verlander to take care of these minor league guys, that this could be their first year. This could be their second year, and they have nowhere to go. They're not making any money, and maybe they weren't the kids that were high draft picks that got a big signing bonus. So I'm seeing stuff within the game of taking care of each other. And the thing is, I've seen it my whole life. It's not always reported. It's not always talked about, but behind the scenes, there's an awful lot of good that goes on that really we never hear about. And I'm seeing that now in that community.
Go ahead. No, I think that's a good point. I mean, we're seeing people having great acts of kindness and goodness all over the globe when you think about it. And, you know, you see other people like Steph Marbury trying to work out deals with China to get masks over here. And just, you see all these different people stepping up and trying to do things in a great way to help, obviously, people in need at this moment in time. And we are talking with Brett Boone, former Major League second baseman during his career. Good friend of ours. We have him on quite a bit. I want to ask you this, Brett. What are you missing most right now, not having those games being played? And is it just the crack of the bat? Is it the snapping of the glove? What are you missing most right now, not having Major League Baseball happening?
Well, I think it's showing right now what a big part of our society it is, and how many people, you know, especially the sports fan of the world, really, that's their outlet. You know, people that go to work every day and do their jobs, they come home and they just want to watch their team, their ball club. And, for the first time, they're not able to do that. You know, you can watch an awful lot of reruns, but that's, as we all know, that's not the same thing. You guys, day to day, it's like there's no real topic to talk about day to day because there's nothing really going on. I'm finding that people are pretty resilient and are starting to do other things and find that they can make it without certain things that we get so used to. And this is all going to pass and it's going to be back to normal. But this is kind of a pause, a time that, for me speaking, a time to just stay still from a personal kind of selfish standpoint. I'm really missing, you know, my son is a junior in college this year. This is his draft year. I'm missing seeing his final year leading up to the draft. You know, I look forward to going out to Jersey and watching a four-game series and just watching his progress as a player. So I'm missing that, but that's from a selfish standpoint. You know, that's just my story. There's a lot of dads out there and guys out there missing their son's high school team, whatever it may be. So I'm missing that part of it. But like I said, I'm trying to make the best of what is going on. And I remember at the beginning of this, I just thought, you know, what if I was a kid and this was happening? You know, when I was 15 years old, 16 years old, and I thought we would have made it easy. You know, we'd get on our bikes and we wouldn't have missed a beat. You know, we'd go out and we'd build our ramps and we'd jump and we'd play our wiffle ball games and we'd play our street hockey in the street. When the cars came, somebody'd whistle and we'd have to pull the goal out of the street, but we'd be right back. You know, that's what we did when we were kids. Nowadays, with the technology and how fast paced our lives are, I don't see the kids out doing what we used to do. And not saying that our way was the best way, but like I said, just taking a drive and seeing these families together. I see dads playing catch. I see them throwing the baseball around, the football around. Not too athletically, I might add. But nevertheless, they're doing it. And it's pretty cool. They're, you know, bonding with your kids, bonding with your family. And today's society is so tough to do. You know, I don't like to come on here and act like, oh, let's talk to Brett Boone about life. But I'm just trying to share my experience, what I'm seeing and what I think is pretty cool. If there is anything cool about what's going on right now, I think, once again, bringing back getting families together. And it, almost at first, it was kind of forced. But after a while, you just kind of look at each other. It's kind of cool. My kids aren't bitching and moaning. Dad, I want to go to my friend's house. You know, we're going to go do this tonight. No, you're not. You know, at first there was a little resistance to it, but now they just kind of know the deal. Like, no, we're just going to do what everybody else is doing. You know, hopefully sooner than later, it's going to be back to normal. But we'll have this time.
I think, you know what, you kind of hit like every emotion that's running through my body at this moment in time, to be quite honest with you. I think that was extremely well said, and I'm finding myself getting out, walking around like you're talking about. I'm walking around with my dad. We're going to pick up the mail every day, and you're right. It's that bonding and things that we did as kids that we don't really see much happening anymore. I mean, I agree 100%. Mike, what say you?
No, it's the same thing. I mean, my son is 15 years old, and he wants to go shoot hoops, and he likes to talk trash to his dad. He's like, Dad, you don't know what you're walking into here. I'm like, I wouldn't do that. And then when I beat him down in basketball, I just kind of walk away and kind of go, that's what we did as kids, man. And it's a good bonding moment. My question, Brett, is simply this. You know, we had the NBA season cut short. We had the NHL season cut short. I mean, how do we approach this season? I mean, my opinion on this is that we just kind of put a little asterisk next to it and just kind of state what happened and move on. I mean, there's some people that think that, you know, you got to maybe hand out some awards and it's the, you know, everybody gets a trophy kind of mentality kind of thing.
But, what do you think
with all that?
You're talking for the other sports, for basketball, and the sports that were interrupted midseason, if they don't.
Yeah.
If
yeah.
there's no yeah. conclusion, yeah. like a March. Well, once again, I try to not get out of my bubble and pretend like I'm anything. I'm not speaking from an athlete standpoint. How me and most of us think is, I don't think any of these athletes would want a trophy or an award or anything like that. You know, it'd be one thing if we were down to the finals in the NBA, when there'd have to be, you know, season awards and stuff like that. But I think that's the last thing on the majority of these guys' mind is I was having a great year, so I'm not going to get that award.
Exactly.
I think that's the last thing. I think, you know, individually, if teams want to hand out personal, you know, MVPs of the team or whatever. But I think guys don't really think about that much. And I don't think that's not on their forefront. It's, man, I had a chance to win that MVP, or I had a chance to be the top five MVP. I don't think they're thinking like that at all. They're just missing that they're not out there. I think from a baseball standpoint, and I think we touched on this last week, guys, you know, our society.
Hey, Brett.
Really,
Brett.
Yes.
Brett, I want to get this in before I let you go. Happy birthday to you tomorrow, my friend.
Oh, thank you. Thank you.
That nothing gets by me, my friend.
You know what? I was forgetting for a minute, but thank you. Yeah.
Hey, happy birthday. We got to run, so we'll catch up with you next week if that's okay.
All right, guys. Stay safe, and hopefully we'll be making progress a week from now.
All right, my friend. Have a good birthday tomorrow. That was Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball second baseman during his career. We got to take a quick pause for the cause and wrap up this hour. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt.
It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
This is Dorf on Sports.
Welcome back in for the final time this hour. He would be Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, always live every Sunday morning for your listening pleasure, 8 a.m. until 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. Adjust your clocks wherever you may be on the globe or in the globe or whatever it is to you. I don't care. It makes no difference. You can follow us on Twitter. For Mike, it's going to be Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. Follow us on all the social media as well. On Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. And obviously, Mike, our number one has flown by like it always does. We got to talk to our good buddy Brett Boone for a little bit, former Major League Baseball second baseman during his career. And then obviously we talked to John Poulter, our professor of sports. Our number two, we're going to have Richard Anselmo, NBA analyst. And maybe we'll even get into some WWE, because that's the only thing really happening right now, Mike Wilson.
Oh, my God. I think we've reached the limit with me with WWE. Oh, my God. But, yeah, I mean, hey, let's talk NBA. Let's do it all. Why not? I mean, if the WWE means we got to talk WWE, bring it on, brother. Bring it on.
Well, we can always talk about Tom Brady going to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and what could happen there maybe next year. We'll get into NFL. We'll get into it all like we always do. But obviously, hour number one is in the books. Hour number two on the horizon. Keep it close, everybody. It is the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
U.S. Defense Secretary Mark Esper standing by a decision made by the acting Secretary of the Navy, Thomas Modley, to remove the commander of the USS Theodore Roosevelt aircraft carrier from service after Captain Brett Crozier went public with concerns about an outbreak of coronavirus on the vessel.
Acting Secretary Modley made a very tough decision, a decision that I support. It was based on his view that he had lost faith and confidence in the captain based on his actions.
A letter from Crozier went public indicating his concerns about over 100 coronavirus cases having broken out on the ship. Military officials say he did not follow the chain of command. Meanwhile, President Trump's defending his firing of the inspector general who passed along the Ukraine whistleblower complaint to Congress. He called the IG a disgrace. This is USA Radio News.
Balance of nature. Changing the world, one life at a time.
Every year I go in to see my doctor. She says, whatever I'm doing, it's working.
Just had my physical, and the doctor says, whatever you're doing, keep doing it. So
my primary doctor, she couldn't get over how much better I was doing. She said she'd never seen anything like it.
My doctor says, keep it up. Whatever you're doing, keep it up.
The doctor said she noticed when she first saw me that I was really progressing better. So I think it might have something to do with the nutrition that I've been getting from you guys.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com. Again, that's balanceofnature.com. And make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi wants a vote by the end of this month on a second stimulus package because of the coronavirus outbreak. The Democrats sending a letter yesterday to House lawmakers telling them American communities can't wait. The letter says the government needs to go further to help small businesses, strengthen unemployment, and give families additional direct payments. And she added they must also provide resources for the health care system and support state and local governments. A huge fire destroyed thousands of rental vehicles in Florida as crews had to battle the flames all night Friday into Saturday morning before they got the fire under control at Southwest Florida International Airport in Fort Myers. It ended up burning over 15 acres, destroying over 3,500 rental vehicles from various companies. The cause of the fire still under investigation. This is USA Radio News.
Working from home? I'm Chad Dodd, veterinarian and consultant to Limp Bells. Here are some tips for keeping your dog fit while staying at home. Find 15 minutes twice a day and walk your pet at a decent pace around your place. Play hide and seek by hiding some kibble or favorite toys and letting your dog find them. If you have stairs and your dog is mobile, walk up and down twice a day for 5 to 10 minutes. Or better yet, try a power walk on your terrace or backyard for some fresh air. There are more helpful pet care tips at youmove.com, spelled Y-U-Move.com.
Police in the Philippines reportedly shot and killed a man who was not observing the government's COVID-19 prevention rules there. Authorities say the shooting happened yesterday after the man attacked an officer at a checkpoint in a northeastern portion of the country. The report saying the man may have been drunk and became belligerent when officers told him he should be wearing a mask. The president of the Philippines had warned earlier that police do have orders to shoot anyone making trouble or interfering with health care workers. The Basketball Hall of Fame has some new inductees, as we hear from USA Radio's Wendy King.
The Basketball Hall of Fame has some new members, Tim Duncan and Kevin Garnett. Duncan, who spent his whole career with the Spurs, says he's honored.
What's special about it is the people who I got to go see David and his ceremony. I got to see Michael Jordan that day, John Stockton that day. To think of the people who are in the Hall of Fame and to be a part of that class is the special part.
Also inducted, the late Kobe Bryant.
And Madonna is donating $1 million to help find a cure for coronavirus. The pop star writing on her website, she's donating the money to Bill and Melinda Gates Foundation, posting she's impressed by the work of the foundation's COVID-19 Therapeutics Accelerator. Find us online at usaradio.com. For USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Do you love watching sports? Well, how would you like to be able to take your favorite sports with you and watch them anywhere? In your house, on your computer, even on your smartphone for one low price. With National Programming Service, you can. That's right, for one low price, so low we can't publish it, you can take your favorite sports anywhere, anytime with you. And we even give you free installation and free premium movie channels. Don't wait. Call National Programming Service right now. You could be up and running and watching your favorite sports and shows in just a few hours. Remember, call in the next 10 minutes and ask about our special radio offer and learn about free installation. Call right now.
800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. 800-470-7113. That's 800-470-7113.
The following program is brought to you in living color.
Ladies and gentlemen,
let the attack begin.
What are you doing here?
Testing for radioactivity.
Radioactivity? What is this radioactivity?
Warning. The program you're about to hear does not necessarily share the opinions and viewpoints of this radio station. Some of the material and interviews have been altered for entertainment purposes only. If you have any complaints about the Dorfon Sports Radio program, please contact our customer care service center at 1-800.
Yo, mama!
And now, the most eye-popping, jaw-dropping, smash-mouth, bone-crunching, heart-stopping, cutting-edge, interactive sports commentary show on the radio. Dorf on Sports. Now, here's your host, Andy Dorf.
Good morning, good afternoon, and maybe even good evening. Welcome in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mike Wilson, Andy Dorf coming right at you. Get at us in several different ways. Call us 1-800-878-7529. Hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For the Dorfman, it's Dorf on Sports. Check us out on all the social media at Facebook. It's Dorf on Sports. And then also on Instagram, it is The Real Dorf on Sports. And obviously, not much happening in the sports world at this moment in time, but we are trying to get you through and get your minds off of what's going on in the world right now. And Mike, first hour flew by. Hour number two is going to do the same. We'll have our good buddy Richard Anselmo, NBA analyst, to talk to us about. Maybe we'll actually ask him a little bit about Kobe, KG, and Timmy Duncan, as those star-studded Hall of Fame guys will be in that class. But how you feeling, my friend?
Hey, I'm good. You know, I got to watch the Celtics beat the Lakers yesterday to win the title, so, you know, it's all good.
All right, we're just getting loose, getting warmed up, a lot to get into. Keep it close, everybody. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Here with a word that's just weird. Terry cloth. Who exactly is Terry? And why does he get his own fabric? Did he journey below SPF 50? Fight off some weeds and his daffodils? How about a word for everyone? Flotection. Yeah, I just made it up. But I'm not making up how great it feels when me and Progressive protect your new home. Ever think of that, Terry? No, Terry only thinks of himself.
Save an average of 17% on car insurance when you bundle home and auto through Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Discount not available in all states or situations.
From roof to foundation, the damage to your home can be devastating from clogged gutters, leaking roofs, and flooded basements. Protect your entire home with Leaf Filter. Leaf Filter's micro-mesh screen is guaranteed to filter out everything except for water.
It's protected my home. I love it.
Call 833-287-3434 or go to GetLeafFilter.com for your free gutter inspection and estimate. Visit GetLeafFilter.com.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110. Guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-807-1981. 800-807-1981. That's 800-807-1981.
Only 6 minutes of Tristan Thompson tonight as well.
Oh, George Hill met by Valanciunas.
Valanciunas would have none of it.
Rozier shakes Bellinelli. Tim Rozier for three. Got it. Simmons has a block by Horford. Gets it right back. Kicks it. Two on the shot clock. McConnell gives it up. And Simmons throws it down. Just in time to beat the timer.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Never thought I would be missing hearing Mike Breen's voice that badly, to be quite honest with you. Welcome back in, everybody. Tough times going around the globe right now, but we are trying to get you through it here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. As always, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. We're now going to hook up with Richard Anselmo, NBA analyst at SB Nation Radio. And you know what? Quite frankly, he's a lot closer to a lot of what's happening there in New York than we are, because obviously he lives in that part of the country. But Richard, good morning or good afternoon. Thank you for joining us. We appreciate it. How you doing?
Good morning, Andy. Thank you for having me. Hey, I'm hanging in there considering. How are you? More important question.
You know, I'm hanging in there, obviously, under the circumstances. It is what it is, and this is the hand that we were dealt. So, like my mom would want me to do, I'm pushing through, and we're going to make things happen the same way today as we would have yesterday or moving forward. So I do appreciate you saying something. It's a tough time for all of us. And I want to ask you before we start talking a little bit about maybe Kobe, Duncan, and KG and that star-studded Hall of Fame class, what is it like right now for you, and where in New York are you exactly?
I am just outside of Buffalo.
And what is it like?
It's just the lack of information is frustrating.
I don't disagree with that. I mean, with that being said, is everything shut down? Are people social distancing? What is it like in your town?
People aren't social distancing as much as they should be. I refuse to fall into that trap. But a lot of people just don't seem to be. There's people out. There's people everywhere. There's people on the roads. My youngest sister lives in Paris and sent me a video of a walk she took. And in the time span of that video, I saw one car. I see one here every 5 seconds. So it's completely different. I wish we were handling things a little better.
Mike?
I absolutely agree, Richard, with that. But, you know, hey, you talk NBA, you love the NBA. Andy and I love the NBA. And, you know, look, we have this Hall of Fame class coming in that, you know, it involves a lot of people, you know, the late Kobe Bryant, one probably my favorite player growing up, in Kevin Garnett and the big fundamental in Tim Duncan. What do you think about this Hall of Fame class and what are some memories you have of each one of those players?
I think it's one of the best years we've had. Don't forget Rudy Tomjanovich, not only a great player right. whose career was cut short, but also a two-time champion coach. Duncan, to me, is the last of that player in his era. Someone who just went out and did the right thing. He didn't look for the attention. He was not flashy, but was he good? He also allowed himself to be coached, which has a lot to do with the success that Greg Popovich had in San Antonio all these years. Kobe's one of my favorite players of all time. I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Richard.
Go ahead.
Kobe's one of my favorite players of all time. Probably the most fun to watch. He had a will to win that was second to none, including Jordan. And I know that's not a popular thing to say, but it's just how I feel. I've never seen anyone so well prepared who got the game the way he did and just loved playing. Plus, how do you have an injury like he did and go out and sink free throws? It's,
right.
He's a man among a lot of them.
No, I agree. That is the voice of Richard Anselmo, NBA analyst. You can hear him on SB Nation Radio. You can obviously hear him with us here on the Dorfon Sports Weekend Edition. So let me ask you, Richard, any chance the NBA comes back and we have NBA playoffs at least? I would think that you could probably say that the season's done. Do they just seed things the way they are right now? Is there any chance that we have NBA playoffs in your humble opinion?
I don't think so. From what I've been talking to people and hearing from people who are more in the know, it's an 80-20 that they will not come back.
If that's the case, then what do they do with this season? Does it just go by the wayside? Do they crown a champion? Is there an asterisk? What happens?
I don't see how you crown a champion. And who's it going to be? I mean, common sense would say it should be the Bucks. They've been the best team in the league all year. Is that fair to the Raptors or Celtics in the East, to either of the LA teams in the West?
No, I don't think it is. And I think that for that reason, we're seeing a kibosh of the season, and it's like it never happened. And the Milwaukee Bucks' historic season that they had, they're going to have to do it again next year, right?
There's no reason why they can't.
I agree.
It's not a particularly old team. Right. And the best player hasn't reached his prime.
I agree. I think the future is extremely bright. Go ahead, Mike.
No, I was just gonna ask Richard. And I saw this yesterday, the day before, and that the NBA and like ESPN are trying to work out this game of horse with players. Personally, I'm just like, okay, guys, stop. Just like you're trying a little too hard here. The season's done. Just let it be. Just move on. Does it seem a bit gimmick? I mean, it is a bit gimmicky to me, but to you, what does that kind of strike you as?
Most of the things Adam Silver has proposed this year seem gimmicky. And the horse competition, I mean, I remember watching it on TV in the 70s as a kid at halftime of games. I don't see any reason for it. I think it's ridiculous enough that players are playing 2K. I think the reason that's happening is they are trying to salvage airtime for this TV deal. The more hours they can air NBA content, I think the easier it is for them to meet the parameters of the television deal. But at what cost? I don't think the season should come back. Bill Gates, someone much smarter than me, said we should be at home for 3 months. I haven't seen any proof to tell me he's wrong.
I agree. I don't think we've seen the worst of this thing yet at this point. Again, that is the voice of Richard Anselmo, NBA analyst, hanging out with us here on the program. What do you have on tap for the day, Richard? Just out of curiosity, what have you been doing spending your time? How have you been spending your time?
I've actually put it to as good of use as I can. I've gotten 3 books completely read, and I have about 8 on my shelf that I haven't touched yet. And I don't like being that far behind, but normally during the season I'm just too busy. I have also been, and this is going to sound boring, but I've also been digitizing music for a project I'm going to be working on, and I realize that I have probably close to a terabyte of music, and that scares me.
Well, that's good. I mean, look, you got to stay busy somehow, and reading is obviously a good way to do that. The only thing you're ever going to catch me reading, fellas, is maybe a sports book or maybe the sports page, and I usually read that front to back, to be honest with you, trying to get all the stats and things along those lines. But no stats to be had right now since none of the games are being played. But, Richard, we really appreciate you taking time out with us.
I appreciate you having me.
Yeah, stay healthy, stay safe, and we should maybe continue having you on, obviously, during these tough times, and as things kind of approach with what they do with the NBA, it would be great to get your insights.
You also have the WNBA draft this month.
Very true.
And I feel sorry for the people involved there, and in the NFL for that matter, just for these players don't get that moment with their respective commissioners, and just doesn't seem right. But yeah, anytime you want me, please let me know.
Sounds good. Mike, do you have something to add here?
No, just one thing. You know, we talked about those Hall of Famers, and Richard, real quick, what's the legacy of Kevin Garnett going to be? I mean, besides the Hall of Famer and champion, what did he bring to the league, if you can, real quick?
Defensive intensity. He was one of the first power forwards that was able to go out and defend all the way to the three-point line. Before him, most of them just stayed inside with other bigs. Garnett's versatility, his defensive intensity, and him not being afraid to take clutch shots or make clutch plays. He's a very deserving Hall of Famer and a champion.
Very true. I agree. Just a great career. He went to Boston and obviously met up with Ray Allen and those guys, Paul Pierce. It was definitely a magical thing there. So I agree. I love Kevin Garnett. I think he was one of the greatest. I don't disagree with anything you said. Richard, have a wonderful day. We'll catch up with you hopefully next week.
You too. Have a great day.
Thank you very much. Richard Anselmo, NBA analyst, hanging out with us a little bit, trying to keep it real here, people. We know you're going through a tough time, so we're trying to get your minds off it here on the Dorfont Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back. On the other side, we're going to talk some WWE with Mitch in Santa Monica. Keep it close, everybody.
This is Dorfont Sports.
Go put your car on, honey. This is getting good.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
Attention homeowners. Do you have a house that's in need of serious repairs? Do you have tenants that never seem to make their monthly payments? How about code violations, past due taxes, or maintenance costs you just can't afford? Then call my friends right now with Quick Cash Offer. They specialize in buying any home, no matter how ugly the situation. Turn that problem property into cash right now. It's just that simple. One call and you can get rid of that home headache forever. They buy the ugliest houses with instant closings, instant cash, and huge savings. Plus, there are no realtor fees, no listing fees, and no repair costs. Just cash in your hands for that painful property. They're buying a few more houses in your neighborhood this month. So take advantage of this cash offer and call Quick Cash Offer now.
800-426-2301. 800-426-2301. That's 800-426-2301.
I saw one. The only thing she was missing was antlers. She would have been in season, Jack, man. I saw her coming up to me, asking me for a date. I says, man, I'm Hot Rod. Are you kidding me? He said, yeah, but aren't you the one that's going to fight Mr. Wonderful? I says, yeah, I'm going to fight Mr. Blunderful. He says, don't you know what he's thinking? Of course. Yeah, I know what he's thinking. Absolutely nothing, man. When he's in a room alone, he is all alone. You see, you forget, I rode with him. I know what an idiot this guy is. I know his moves. Oh, yes, he's tough. I know he's tough. You think I ain't, man? I've been around. You know that. I've been there before. He's tough enough to go and bench press 500 pounds. Who really cares, man, huh? Your idea here of a wrestling match here, you got 12 wrestlers around the ring. You got dancing midgets and leathers. You got your own. You got everything that you've ever wanted in a match.
How about that guy?
We're talking Byline Sports, where sports happens.
You're listening to Dorfont Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Heaven help us.
All righty, everybody. Welcome back in. Hard to top Rowdy Roddy Piper, to be honest with you, but you know what? That's what it's come to, people. We've got WWE entertainment happening, and that's about the only thing happening in the sports world right now. And to talk to us about it, it brings me nothing but joy and pleasure to bring on Mitch from Santa Monica. You obviously know the cast of characters. You got Mike Wilson. You got Andy Dorf, and it is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Mitch in Santa Monica. How you doing, my friend?
I'm doing just great, Andy and Mike. But, you know, it's just not another WWE event. I mean, this is WrestleMania 36 weekend. This is the WrestleMania that is just so big, it takes two nights. We had 10 matches last night, and we got another 9 tonight. We had over 3 hours of entertainment on Saturday, and who knows what's going to happen this evening.
But all right,
looking for something, it's great.
No, let me ask you, give us the results of what happened on Saturday, please.
Okay, well, running it down in the kickoff show, you had Cesaro beat Drew Gulak. A lot of shows were met. Now, remember, these shows were done at the WWE facility in front of nobody, with no audience in their training facility. So you had Gronkowski, was one of the announcers, as you had the WWE announcers as well. So it was kind of weird. They've been doing this now on Mondays and Friday nights. But it was very entertaining. After that, you had the Kabuki Warriors against Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross for the Women's Tag Team Champions, and Bliss and Cross defeated the Warriors. King Corbin against one of my favorites, the guitar-playing Elias, and Elias defeated King Corbin in a pinfall. After that was the Raw Women's Championship. This is when the show kind of kicked up. Becky Lynch versus Shayna Baszler, and I don't know if anyone watched, but Baszler took a bite out of Lynch's neck the other week and was a total mess. So this was really a brutal, brutal contest. But Becky Lynch defeated Baszler via pinfall, and that's when things started to get kind of interesting. Next, Sami Zayn just kind of wanted to run around from Daniel Bryan, but Daniel Bryan eventually grabbed him and defeated him for the International Championship. What was weird was we had the SmackDown Tag Team Championship, but for some reason, Jim Morrison's partner, The Miz, pulled out early. So it became a one-on-one triple threat match between Morrison, Kofi Kingston, and Jimmy Uso. So we had three guys, but they're going for the Tag Team Championship in a ladder match, which means that the two titles are hung above in the middle of
the ring.
They have to take a ring. They take ladders and try and go up to get them. And whoever grabs the titles and takes them off the mechanism that's being held by the from the rooftop, they win. Did you have a question?
No, I just keep rolling, man. You're
all
unbelievable.
Right, it was kind of got brutal with the ladders and people falling. Eventually, you had all three contestants: Morrison, Kingston, and Uso grabbing for this T-bar that was holding the two titles, and then below one, they had a ladder stretching from the bottom rope as forming a bridge to one of the ladders that was going up, one of the three ladders going up. So you had that bridge there, and so that was kind of behind Morrison, and all three of them then take the title off, and they're all holding it at the same time. Morrison then grabs the actual belts, which are Velcroed around this steel bar that they're all holding, and gets kicked, falls backwards onto that bridge about 20 feet, smacks it down, rolls off the bridge ladder onto the squared circles, and the titles are there, and he just holds them and picks them up, and he's declared and continues on as tag team champion. So Morrison and The Miz retain their title. And that's where kind of things got just going crazy. At that point, Rob Gronkowski and Mojo Rawley are just celebrating up in the corner. And R-Truth, he was the defending 24/7 champion, which means anyone at any time, at any day, any place, anywhere can, if you pin R-Truth, you become the 24/7 champion. Well, at that point, Gronkowski decides to seek his, there's his opportunity. So he knocks R-Truth down, puts him in a pin, except for Mojo Rawley, then takes Gronkowski off, and Mojo Rawley then pins R-Truth to become the 24-7 championship, and Ron Gronkowski is left there in disbelief that he couldn't win the title.
Unbelievable.
But then we had just a brutal match with Kevin Owens and Seth Rollins. And Seth Rollins, he is declared himself the Monday Night Messiah. But now, after this match, he was going to ascend by defeating Kevin Owens and become the WWE God. Well, what happened was is he eventually wanted no part of Kevin Rollins, and so he decided to walk out and be counted out. And we're done with that. And Owens at this point, who's been brutally beat up, he's calling out to Seth. Seth, you going to win that way? You going to win that way with a countout? And he says, let's now make this a no-holds-bar, no-rules-anything-goes match. So, of course, Rollins comes in, and it gets completely ugly, to the point where eventually Kevin Owens has Seth Rollins on the announce table, and he then goes somehow backstage, emerges on top of the WWE sign about 25 feet in the air, above the table, and jumps off with a flying elbow smash right through the table, off this sign. It was absolutely insanity, and pins Rollins to beat the Monday Night Messiah. I mean, it was
unbelievable.
Something else. And what's kind of cool is during all of these matches, right? So there's no crowd. You're hearing the smacks and the blow and the flesh on flesh and the metal of the ladders. And you can hear them talking to each other, saying, I'm going to get you, or they're whatever. Sometimes they're swearing at each other. I mean, it's kind of an interesting thing. As campy and as sticky as it may be, there is some entertainment value of it.
Hey, Mitch, great, great update for us. We appreciate your time. Enjoy the rest of your day, and obviously we'll be in touch, okay?
Well, listen, watch tonight, man. It's going to be
epic
tonight.
We will. Mitch in Santa Monica giving us a little WWE report. Love it, man. Gotta love it. Anyways, we gotta take a quick pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll talk some more sports. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition.
This is Dorf on Sports.
This is real. He can push me now, but come when we get into the octagon, I'm gonna smash this dude. He hates getting punched in the face. I'm going to punch him over and over and over.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
Hey, so are you the type of guy that wants to look put together, but doesn't want to spend hours at the mall finding new clothes? So you can look great at the office, on the road, or even just on the weekend with friends and family? I hear you. This is why there's Stitch Fix, your personal styling service that delivers hand-picked clothes right to you. Stitch Fix is simple. Sign up in just a few minutes. Tell them about the brands that work for you, and even let them know what types of styles you prefer. Stitch Fix is convenient. You get great clothes delivered right to you, so you can try new styles on in the comfort of your own home and make a decision without any pressure. And Stitch Fix is on your terms and priced to match your budget. There's no subscription required ever. Keep what you want and send back anything you don't. So, isn't it time you got it all together? Get started today at StitchFix.com. Stitch Fix, personal styling for men, women, and kids. Stitch Fix, personal styling for everybody.
At 28, I had struggled with opiate and meth addiction for 12 years. I did and said things that the sober me never would have done. One day I realized I was not invincible. I was not exempt. And that's when a friend told me about Elite Rehab Placement. They gave me the tools I needed to get sober, and all it took was the one phone call.
Elite Rehab can help you start to break your addiction problem and get sober in as little as 7 days. And we'll work with your insurance provider to help cover the costs. Plus, we have travel assistance programs to get you here by plane or train. Make this free call right now to learn more.
800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. 800-403-5912. That's 800-403-5912.
5 seconds left. Boston only has a one-point lead. Greer
putting the ball on play. He gets it out deep, and Havlicek
steals it. Over the center field. Havlicek stole the ball. It's all over. It's all over. Johnny Havlicek is being mauled by the fans. Bill Russell wants to grab Havlicek. He hugs him. He squeezes Sean Havlicek.
Listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
That's big!
Talk about a historic call. Johnny Most making the most of that one, to be quite honest with you. Welcome back in, everybody. It is the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Hanging out with me, as always, my tag team partner in crime, Mike Wilson. You can get at us a couple of different ways. Call us, 1-800-878-7529. You can hit us up on Twitter. For Mike, it's Pigskin Opinion. For me, it's going to be Dorf on Sports. You can always check us out on the social media as well. On Facebook, it's Dorf on Sports. Or on Instagram, it's The Real Dorf on Sports. And you know what? Speaking of that, Mike, we obviously just got a WWE update on what's going on, as WrestleMania is about the only thing happening in the sports world. And Mitch in Santa Monica probably could have talked about that for 2 hours straight, to be honest with you. But a lot of it's over yours in my head, but quite frankly, we do know what's going on, and we do know people enjoy that, so we did want to touch upon that. But I want to talk some NFL with you for the majority of the time that we have left in the program, and obviously it's flown by like it always does. But NFL football, do you feel like it's going to start on time? I want to get that from you first and foremost, and then also we have draft coming up, so we can maybe get into that a little bit.
Well, to talk about your first question, do I think it's going to start on time? That is kind of a tough question, because if you would have asked me yesterday, the day before, I probably would have said, no, I don't feel like it's going to start on time. Just seeing how things are going in this country, we haven't hit the top of the curve yet. You know, and flattening this curve is the most important thing for the USA right now. And, you know, New York may get over the curve before us in Arizona get over it, and before LA gets over it. So you're going to have these NFL cities past the curve. You're going to have some behind it. You know, it's one of those things. I just think it's a real fluid thing. You kind of have to take it week by week. You know, and certainly month by month, but at this point, I don't think so. I don't know what my gut is really feeling in terms of this, but in terms of my gut right now, I just think no. But it's, you know, it's still the NFL. There's still a lot to talk about. There's still free agency stuff out there. There's still, like you said, the draft, and, you know, you talk about the draft, Andy, and, you know, I can't remember. I think it was Brett Boone earlier in the show had mentioned that he feels bad for these seniors. You know, they're not going to have their moment. These guys in the draft, same thing. They're not going to have their moment. They're going to, I don't know if they're still going to be in Vegas or what the deal is, you know, but they're not going to have that moment where we're going to have thousands of people cheering for them and enjoying the moment, getting drafted to be a professional football player. So that's one thing that it's just going to be unfortunate for those players that are that have the ability to get drafted this year.
Yeah, no, I would agree with that. Obviously, the dynamics of the world right now are completely changed, and life as we know it right now is hopefully not going to continue for the foreseeable future. But with that being said, I would say the next 2 or 3 months, this is what we've got, and we just got to kind of get through it. I want to ask you this before we move on too far. I've been seeing a lot of talk about Antonio Brown and people wondering whether or not this guy should get another shot in the NFL. Where are you on Antonio Brown, and do you think this guy should get another shot? And if so, where would be a good spot for this guy to go?
No, I'm not. I'm absolutely against him getting another shot. He got another shot with the New England Patriots, and then he stepped on himself and he blew it. I mean, the state of Florida has already leveled 3 formal charges today against AB in a January assault. He faces felony burglary charges, misdemeanor battery, misdemeanor criminal mischief charges. I mean, do you really want a guy like that in your locker room? And to me,
no.
It's a hard pass, bro.
Yeah, no, I'm with you 100%. And, you know, it's funny because obviously when all this stuff took place during the season last year, We did talk about it, and both of us were pretty much in agreement that I don't think this guy deserves another shot to go out and make millions and millions of dollars when he needs to get himself right. This guy's sick. He's got problems. And quite frankly, if the NFL brings him back, I actually think they're not doing their job. The first thing that they should do for Antonio Brown is get him help. Get him right. Get his mind working correctly. Think about him, the person, not him, the athlete. Do you get what I'm saying?
Yeah, no. I mean, look, the first thing that the NFL likes to say is that they're about player safety. Well, you know what? This is part of player safety, making sure that they're mentally okay, that they have, you know, if they have some mental health issues, that the league helps them find the help that they need to, like you said, get their mind right, get them straightened out. And that should be the first thing that the NFL takes a look at.
Speaking of getting their mind right, a little bit more information coming out now about Bill O'Brien and Hopkins wanting a raise. You and I kind of were on top of this initially, and, you know, everybody in Arizona is all gung-ho about having – Hopkins be there for Kyler Murray, obviously Fitzgerald coming back. I believe he did call it quits after the next season. But you're looking at all these pieces and you're thinking great things. I'm wondering if DeAndre Hopkins winds up being more of a distraction in Arizona than he's worth. And quite frankly, I'm not putting him on the level of an Antonio Brown because that's foolish, but is there some cause for concern, in your humble opinion, about proceeding with DeAndre Hopkins?
Yeah, there is a little bit of hesitation with this because it was even mentioned when they made the trade that some people are like, look, he wants more money. He wants his contract, you know, restructured, even though he still has 3 years left on his deal. And if Bill O'Brien, and you can say what you want about Bill O'Brien making the trade and how bad of a trade it appears to be for the Texans, you know, he wasn't willing to deal with that. And I wonder how a young coach, you know, like the young coach we have here in Arizona, is he going to want, you know, is he going to want to have to answer questions all season or in the upcoming seasons about this until it's done? What's Steve Kime going to do to keep this, you know, as a distraction, keep this distraction in a minimalized? Yeah, I mean, this could get out of control, and it could get out of control real quick if Hopkins makes it, if he talks about it. You know, once Hopkins starts talking about it, you know, the media here is like the media everywhere else in terms of they're going to go with the story and they're going to run with it and they're going to bring it up all the time. They're going to ask questions all the time about it. So the Cardinals have to do something here where maybe they bring Hopkins in, you know, to the offices and the powers that be go, hey, look, we'll help you restructure the deal. Let's just not talk about it. Let's keep this between us and you, and try and minimize what the media is going to talk about.
All right. So here's the scenario. If you're needing a touchdown late in a ball game with the last opportunity to score and give your team a chance at victory, do you want Dan Marino or do you want Drew Brees?
Well, you know me, I'm going to be a little biased being a Miami fan. I'm going with Dan the Man and that rifle arm of his. So I'm going to go with Marino.
I'm right there with you, man, to be quite honest with you. I think that when you think about great quarterbacks or some of the best quarterbacks, a lot of people overlook Marino, right? Because obviously he didn't win the championship, and people are missing that. But I mean, I used to love watching this guy play. He had a passion, he had a desire and a will to win like nobody that I can remember. And obviously there's been a lot of greats, but I'm right there with you. All right, so who had the better MVP season? Was it Lamar or was it Patrick Mahomes? They both had great numbers, but who had the better MVP season?
Boy, oh boy, I'm going to go with Mahomes on this one. He's a better passer, had more passing yards, but I mean, it's not by much. I mean, Lamar is what, a year or two behind Mahomes in terms of playing, seasons played and all that, but, I'm going to go with Mahomes.
Well,
what about
and
you?
If you look,
what are you going to go with?
Yeah, I mean, look, let's look inside the numbers for a quick minute. 401 attempts, obviously, for Lamar, 580 attempts for Patrick Mahomes. You had the 4,300-plus yards for Lamar. You had the 5,300-plus yards for Patrick Mahomes. You have 43 total touchdowns for Lamar. You have 52 total TDs. You have 6 interceptions for Lamar. You have 12 interceptions there. And obviously, with the way more attempts, that's relatively impressive. And I just think that Patrick Mahomes is the more complete quarterback. I mean,
yep.
At the end of the day,
absolutely,
Lamar Jackson is a running quarterback first, and I know he jokes about it and this and that and the other, but at the end of the day, Patrick Mahomes is a lot more diversified. He has a lot more weapons. He can use his feet. He can use his arm. I think the guy is just unbelievable. So, with that being said, yeah, I'm going Patrick Mahomes. I think that guy had an unbelievable season. You had one other good one. Was it?
Well, let me back this up. I mean, he had his MVP year, and then what did he back it up with? A Super Bowl ring.
Yeah.
So,
no, absolutely.
I mean, that the end of story right there. Yeah.
And then what was your other one about safeties? Who'd you have? Ed Reed and Troy Polamalu. Who do you like there? That's a tough one, bro.
That is a tough one because they played the safety position a little bit differently. The schemes with either one of the teams. Ed was one. I mean, they're both Hall of Famers, college and professional. But Ed played more free safety, kind of the deep center field kind of player. Troy was all over the place. He was more of a strong safety. He's jumping over offensive lines. I'm going to go with Polamalu, just because he just seemed like maybe he's a little bit more versatile. They could put him anywhere on the field, and he's going to get his job done, as opposed to, Reed was always on very much in that back end for the Baltimore Ravens.
Yeah, I mean, again, it's a tough one because obviously
right.
Both of these guys throughout their careers made some unbelievable plays, big plays, key plays at big moments for their team. And, when I think of the Pittsburgh Steelers, I got to say, Troy Polamalu is one of the guys that I think of, obviously, in that their defensive backfield. And both of those guys hit people pretty hard, so... That's a good one, bro. I'll give you some props on that. I hear the music. I know we got to take a pause for the cause. We'll come back. We'll wrap things up. He's Mike Wilson. I'm Andy Dorf, and you're hanging out with us here on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. We'll be right back.
Okay, short and sweet. Antonio Brown's not in the building today. He's practicing. I don't have any more information for you right now. And when I have some and it becomes appropriate, you guys all get it. I promise.
This is Dorf on Sports.
We are the Debt Destroyer Network. Any debt you have, credit card, tax, student loan debt, call now for free information that helps you destroy your debt. It's great advice. Plus, when you make this free call now, we have debt destroyer experts ready to help. They can show you how to destroy your debt and get your life back on track. Debt problems don't have to be overwhelming. You can live stress-free and debt-free. Credit cards, medical bills, IRS tax problems, even student loan debt. Learn about free programs offered by the credit card companies, hospitals, and even the government that can help slash your debt. Call the Debt Destroyer now for free information. Call now. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. 877-360-0402. That's 877-360-0402.
It has been said that everyone has a book in them, but do you have the time or the ability to write your book? Maybe you picked up some skills or had a life experience that you want to pass on in the form of a book to help others. Maybe you want to leave an autobiography for your family, or maybe you've built a successful business and you want to share your story. At Dorrance Publishing Company, we have professional writers who can help turn your book idea into a finished manuscript quickly and affordably. A Dorrance ghostwriter can provide as much or as little help as you need to complete your book. You'll work directly with your ghostwriter to finish your book faster than you ever could on your own. It's easy to become a published author. Call Dorrance now to learn more.
800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. 800-485-6003. Call right now. That number is 800-485-6003.
Here's a great way to save money on your prescription medications. If you take Viagra or Cialis, we can give you a way to pay as little as $2 a pill. Compare that to prices as high as $60 per tablet. These pills work for men and women to improve their sexual performance. And now for the price of two or three pills, you can get nearly 100. There's no need to pay expensive prices for Viagra or Cialis. Call now with your prescription and pay as little as $2 a pill. We offer 24/7 service and always free delivery in confidential packaging. Change your life for the better and have fun. Call Pharmacy Shop 24/7 to get generic versions of Viagra or Cialis for as little as $2 a pill, plus free discreet shipping.
800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. 800-709-4409. That's 800-709-4409.
You're listening to Dorf on Sports here on your favorite app. Now, here's Andy.
Welcome back in, everybody, for the final time today. And you can always catch us live every Sunday morning, 8 a.m. till 10 a.m. Pacific Standard Time. And then, obviously, you can check us out wherever that is, whatever time it is, wherever you are in the world. And, obviously, we got to thank all the people that joined us today. We had John Poulter, our usual guest. We talk Major League Baseball, NHL hockey, and obviously real life world situations with him. We talked to Brett Boone, former Major League Baseball player. We talked to Richard Anselmo, NBA analyst, and we did talk to Mitch in Santa Monica about the WWE, because that's the only thing really happening in the sports world right now. But as always, Mike, appreciate you hanging out with me. And obviously today I want to dedicate the show to my mom, who I lost last week. She would want me to be doing what I'm doing right now. So you're up, my friend. It is your parting shot right now, and I'll go after you.
Hey, look, I just want to give a shout out to everybody that's making an effort to get masks, PPE, ventilators, all that kind of stuff to where it really needs to be. And this morning I saw Mike Tomlin, the head coach of the Pittsburgh Steelers. His wife is making masks that she's going to send to the hospitals in Pittsburgh and around the East Coast. So much big kudos to her and just everybody that's donating to the cause.
Yeah, good stuff. I agree 100%. Just continue to try to do your part to help people if you can, obviously. But more importantly, really social distance yourself. Stay away from people. Let's get through this time together. And again, Mom, I'm going to live the way that you wanted me to. I'm going to make you proud. Believe me, I'm going to continue to make you very proud. But for Mike, for Scott, for everybody that listened to us, have a great day. Have a great week. We'll get back at you next week on the Dorf on Sports Weekend Edition. Take care, everybody.
Guess what?
What?
This, ladies and gentlemen, concludes our show.
Maybe do it again sometime?
Bye-bye.